I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon. Listen on the KSL News Radio app.
Brought to you by PC Laptops.
And in your car at 102.7 FM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6:30.
It is 48 degrees.
And we do have a closure of I-15 in Utah County. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
It is a developing one. A body found near Grand Teton National Park is believed to be that of Gabby Petito. But so many questions remain unanswered.
Human remains were discovered consistent with the description of Gabby Petito.
We'll go live to Jackson, Wyoming in just a moment. But we begin our live team coverage with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, they found a body that matches Gabby's description, but the investigation is still going on. It's still happening, and Charles Jones of the FBI says investigators need privacy and space as they keep working.
This is an active and ongoing investigation, so we ask everyone maintain distance from law enforcement personnel and equipment.
Jones began his remarks with deepest condolences for the Petito family, and the family posted a picture of Gabby online by a mural with angel wings. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
As Mary said, investigators still looking for clues around that camping area where Petito's body was found. We continue our team coverage by going live to Jackson, Wyoming, where we find KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt this morning. Nick?
Tim, this is a dispersed camping area called Spread Creek in the Bridger-Teton National Forest. As Mary mentioned, the FBI and other law enforcement agencies have the area closed off, and they're not allowing the public or reporters anywhere near it. They closed the area to the public Saturday night and were searching in an area on the north side of the creek yesterday afternoon. And you might have seen KSL Chopper 5 caught video of the FBI and Teton County Search and Rescue canvassing the area where they set up a canopy tent. They started taking photographs, and they announced shortly after that that a body had been found. The FBI believes that Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie had parked her van in that area near the end of last month. And, of course, an autopsy will be performed tomorrow. Reporting live from Jackson, Wyoming, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
The search for Petito's boyfriend in Florida picks up again this morning.
What we've seen in Florida is search crews going through a nature reserve here in Northport that Brian's family reported that Brian went to back last week on Tuesday. They then waited 3 days of not seeing him to talk to the police to say that Brian was missing. And also, when they reported their son missing, they also still would not take any questions about Gabby.
ABC's Trevor Ault reporting.
People living near the Laundrie home in Northport, Florida, are still shocked by the news of Gabby's body being found and want answers from Brian Laundrie.
I hope they find him alive so they can get answers.
Caden says Petito's family needs to find out what really happened. We will continue to closely follow this case and bring you any updates as they happen.
Other news this morning, KSL's top national stories. Pfizer announced this morning trial data shows its vaccine is safe and effective for children age 5 to 11. The company also plans to seek emergency use authorization in the coming weeks.
This news comes as hospitals are seeing a record number of cases of pediatric admissions, with some hospitals running out of ICU beds. As hospitals see these upticks, the debate over COVID policies in schools rages on. If this is approved, almost every K-12 student in the country will be eligible to get vaccinated.
ABC's Ava Pilgrim reporting.
Today was supposed to be the day the president wanted all Americans over the age of 16 to be eligible for a COVID-19 booster shot, but an advisory panel voted Friday to only recommend a third Pfizer shot for people who are 65 and older who have compromised immune systems. ABC's Ann Flaherty explains.
Immunity isn't a cliff that you walk off. All of a sudden you don't have any protection from the vaccine. It's more of like a long slide. And there are signals that over time people might be at higher risk of getting sick. But they were saying, this advisory panel, we are not seeing that with the younger populations. We are only seeing it with people who are over 65.
Federal health officials will meet this week to discuss how to move forward with booster shots.
A bunch of rusty car frames were discovered in the Hiram Reservoir as water levels dropped due to the drought. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with a possible reason why they were put there. Heather?
Amanda, in 1953, engineers decided to use dozens of old cars to stabilize the banks of the reservoir. That's according to resident Roger Dunn, who tells the Herald Journal he saw the cars placed on the hillside below his father's property when he was 11 years old. But he says it didn't work. In the spring of 1954, Dunn says there was another landslide which pushed the cars into the middle of the dam. He says the erosion is still happening, stating there used to be 150 yards of sagebrush on the south side, and now it's basically gone. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, people evacuated in Spain because of an erupting volcano.
And triple team traffic.
And it is emergency traffic for your Monday morning drive southbound. I-15 closed in Utah County at 5th East American Fork. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 635.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.